I'll just disconnect.
Hello.
Hey, I don't know what happened there.
No, you were talking and then you weren't.
Yeah, I just disconnected out of nowhere. That was wild. No, so I was saying I saw this 12800 Whitewater Drive Suite 100 in Hopkins.
Yeah, it's actually Minnetonka.
Okay. Well, that could be a discrepancy right there. So the major flags for Google and the reason the accounts get suspended or unverified is something that has to do with the business name, the business address, the business phone number, and the business website. And all of those things have to match up on all your online platforms, meaning that your website has to match up with the stuff that's on your Google business profile and the way Google reads it. So when you punch that address into Google, I actually did punch it in as Minnetonka, Minnesota, 55343. It immediately changed it to Hopkins. And then the other issue is you have Easy Song, Houston's Tree Service, Anderson Defense, all registered under that address, but different suite numbers. And the system's kind of picking it up as like this office center, Minnetonka office center, right? And so it's all registered. That even has its own Google business profile, Minnetonka Office Center. So the AI doesn't necessarily pick that up. We have to manually go in there and verify your listing. The good thing for you is you're on the phone with a premier Google partner. So we actually submit more businesses to Google than anybody in the country. Usually when we submit a business, it's pertaining to getting them on the first page, start generating jobs, generating leads for them. And that's how Google makes 85% of its income. It's actually the business owners that are advertising on the first page. So they jump all over those ones, is the long story short. They'll accelerate it rather than just kind of put you on the back burner. A lot of times when you're trying to get things like this fixed, they usually just put you in the queue for our lead list for us to contact when there's openings in your area for ad space or first page placement. So we would be able to clean this up, long story short. Get you verified, get the Google business profile up and running, you know, clear all those discrepancies. I didn't look at your site to see if there's any discrepancies there, but obviously as a part of our service, we would get in there and make sure everything matches up so that way you ultimately show, but not just for people looking up your name. You know, we want to make it so that you show for people who are typing in your services. If people type in asphalt shingle roof installation, we want Peak Blinders LLC to appear, right? Metal roofing installation, because they don't know your company. A lot of times they're just looking up a service, and the only way you're going to really land those jobs from a search like that is for you to appear there. And for roofers to be on the first page of Google as a Google guaranteed or a Google verified business, you know, they want to make sure you didn't have any felonies in the last 7 years, you got a driver's license, you got a social, and you have the required license and insurance by the state of Minnesota. If it's not required, you don't need it, but you know, if it is required, obviously we need to make sure you have it before we can actually put you up there and have your business be recommended to people as a service provider. So I'm assuming no felonies in the last 7 years and you have all those things, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So shouldn't be an issue there. Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead service, so they do charge a lead fee. They have you at the very top of the screen there, and there is a lead fee for each roofing lead that they bring to you, but these are live leads that are transferred to you and with the customer on the line, and they're pre-screened based on the parameters that you give us, and then you know, you're not charged the lead fee unless you actually agree to that that's a qualified lead. Like you're going to go out and meet with them. If you're not going to meet with them while we have them on the line, we'll just connect them with another roofing company in the Google Guarantee program that can actually assist them.
So. Okay.
I've been word vomiting on you, so I do want to hear back from you. What are you thinking about all this? Do you have any more questions that are popping up?
Yeah, I mean, just a recap. So it sounds like you're able to get in there and you're able to get it verified and cleaned
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to get it onto the first page of Google is what you're saying when they Google keywords like roofing or siding or windows or
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So if you do that search now, like let's just say you typed in roofing contractor Minnetonka, or any, you know, you could just do, you don't even have to type in Minnetonka. I mean, it could be anywhere within 50 miles of you, you'll show, but you'll see those businesses there with their verified Google business profile showing up right at the top. So you'll be one of those. That's the end goal at the end of the day. It's not to just verify the listing. Like, that's a simple thing. You know, the end goal is to get you qualified leads and ultimately jobs coming from those leads on a regular basis.
Right. So, are you seeing a lot? So what are all of the services? So one is obviously listing the business in Google.
Mm-hmm.
And then another is another service or additional service, the lead portion of it, where you're looking at getting leads from Google?
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost is the listing, and then secondly, there's like a different package for like actual leads that are generated from.
Exactly. But it's being put into one. So Google's making it so, especially in the roofing category, they want to remove all their liability if somebody says, hey, Siri, find me a roofing company. Oh, my phone's going to pick that up. And then you get these Google Guarantee guys that pop up, and they call them, and Google's connecting them with this guy. He goes out there, and something bad happens, right? For example, well, that homeowner or business owner could turn around and say, hey, Google, you referred this person to me through your system. And so Google can be held accountable. So they want to remove all liability. So what the Google Guarantee is they're background checking you. They're making sure that the business owner is legitimate, somebody we would directly refer. And then we also provide the homeowner with $2,000 of insurance. So we're also promising them, like, hey, we background checked this guy. We vetted him. We made sure he had all the proper paperwork. And if something does go wrong, we're covering it. And Google, basically, for contractors like you, the only guys that are going to be showing on that first page in the coming months are going to be guys that are Google guaranteed. So it's not just about building the page. A lot of the reason the people build the page is because they want to bring business awareness and bring more customers in, right? That's the end goal.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this, though. How does Google actually field those phone calls of people? I mean, you'd think on a Google search, if you Googled my business and my business showed up and the business phone number or website was on there, wouldn't people just then click on the website or click on the phone number and give us a call?
They can. You know, from your organic business listing, they absolutely can. You'll notice the guys that are at the top of the screen, though, when you do the search for roofing contractors, there's a button there. It says get phone number. It's not a live direct call. You could set it up so that it's a live direct call and the calls get tracked. So if they click on that, it'll just have recordings in there and they'll charge you your leads based on if those recordings go through or transition into something. And then you can dispute them that way. But the Google Guarantee guys are asking for qualified leads. So a lot of times that's going through a tracking phone number. And then they're pre-screening them, making sure they fit your parameters, and then they'll contact you. They're all kind of in that web, and then they'll contact you or try to match them with somebody that meets their parameters of what they're looking for and what you're requesting to get as a lead, as a business owner. So they'll bring you guys on a live call together, and obviously they'll remove themselves from that call. It'll still be recorded. But if you set an appointment and you accept that lead, then they'll deduct a lead fee from a lead balance that you'll have.
Okay, and then are you saying that this service is connected to the listing piece of it, so they're one and the same, I guess?
Correct.
Package deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are there other services that are just basically helping somebody list in Google without the lead aspect of it?
Just getting a Google business profile up and running. If you're just doing that without getting into getting Google guaranteed or trying to be on the first page and advertise the business, then it's kind of you're on your own kind of situation there. You got to try to figure it out and go through snail mail basically with the headquarters. And so, again, you know, I've tried to give feedback as far as like, hey, maybe these are the discrepancies you're running into, but the way we usually resolve it is because I don't really know until we get in there, right? And so we send you a code for you to add us as manager on the Google Business page, and then we get in there and actually handle all those conversations with Google and, you know, dealing with those problems so you don't have to, right? Clearing the discrepancies, making sure it matches up so ultimately it's up and running. But we usually only do that when it's pertaining to somebody that's actually running advertising, not just in general. They don't have a service like that. They just kind of have a general process at the headquarters for that to get that up and running. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal, obviously, you know, when you're advertising on Google is advertising and you want to get more business.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, getting leads on there is not a bad deal. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what you guys are offering and how, you know, what the cost is, obviously.
Here, let me show you. Actually, I should have just done this from the get-go. Do you get texting on this number?
I do, yep.
Okay, here you go. This will, don't panic when you see these numbers, Eric. This is just kind of like a layout. It's not really how I'd be, charging you if you were to come on board with us today.
So okay,
this is our pricing page.
Link came through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, click on the link.
Okay. And
so
you'll scroll down.
Downloading a Trojan.
Oh, Trojan.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Not at all. I was like, huh? Trojan. USC. No, if you scroll down, you'll see a package called the Ideal. And it has a little orange ribbon around it. It says most popular. The middle package underneath VIP.
Hang on. So I've got generate qualified leads, monitor reviews, be relevant, track your leads. I don't see.
Keep going.
Where
proven success. And then it'll go through our process. And then it'll go over our Google partner.
Okay.
And you'll see the packages. Okay. The all the stuff that I've been quoting you on here is actually this Ideal package is what it is. So it's your Google Business Profile. That's where you're getting stuck. Phase one right here, your Google Business Profile. That's what I was saying. That's the first thing we do on all of them. You have to have a Google Business Profile. We have to get 5 reviews on that profile and then get you into Google Guaranteed. You got to pass a background check, then you can get the leads. But Google Business Profile, we do all the SEO content creation. We would build you a custom website. So you have your own .com site if you don't have a site already. So that'll be a place for us to display examples of your work, things that you've done in the past, et cetera. So it's a full custom website design as a part of that bundle. You have the directory submissions. So these are directories that are trusted by Google, and Google typically pulls from these when verifying your Google Business Profile. It's directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple Safari submissions. So you're working on one listing on Google, and there's like 20 other ones you need usually to get the Google listing verified. Google's the search engine, so they look at the directories to verify the information before they'll actually approve it and publish it, right? So we go in there and actually put you on all those directories as a part of it. Instead of saying, hey, you don't have this, we can't help you, we literally go in there and basically like build your business digitally from top to bottom. So you get that directory submission. You get a Facebook business page. We also do Facebook Meta ads as a part of the service. So you will have advertisements running on Facebook. You have Google guaranteed leads. So you have leads that are guaranteed to you a certain amount for a certain dollar amount every month. Those are your Google guaranteed leads. Google guaranteed optimization. The Google Guaranteed guys are the very first guys at the top of every search results page. So if you're Google Guaranteed, you don't have to worry about trying to do some SEO, getting yourself onto the first page. You're going to be there because you're Google Guaranteed. You're right at the top. Those are always the first guys that pop up. The lead generation, like I said earlier, I mean, these are live leads. We're pre-screening them for you. They're transferred over to you as a live call, and you determine if it's qualified or if you're going to actually accept those jobs or accept those leads. If you accept them, they'll deduct the lead fee from your balance. If you don't accept them, then we'll help them, obviously, try to find somebody that will accommodate them or can accommodate them. And then you're not going to be charged any kind of lead fees. Nothing will be deducted from your balance, right? So that way you're not wasting money on things that aren't actually helping the business move forward. You will have exclusive support through Google for Google Guarantee and for those leads. So if you ever dispute them or have a discrepancy, things like that, you know, obviously we'll be able to provide that support as a Google partner in real time. We have review monitoring. If you ever have somebody slandering your business, putting a bad review up there, we'll give you an opportunity to dispute those or correct those prior to them ever getting published. Usually we'll reach out and try to resolve the issue and see what's going on. We also block IP addresses if it's multiple reviews coming from the same IP address. We know it's probably not an actual customer. It's just somebody trying to spam you, right? That could be a competitor or ex-wife, whatever. call-in conversion tracking. Yeah. We have an app in the App Store. It's called the Local Splash app. And so you'll actually be able to keep track of all your leads, clicks, calls, where they came from, what keywords they typed in to find you. It'll also act as like a client relation management system or a CRM, and it'll keep track of all your clients over time. So, you know, fast forward a couple months, guy calls you up, says, hey, I need you to come out here and repair this. You did my roof however long ago. Yeah, I don't know who the heck you are. You know, you can go into your app, type in his phone number, it'll have a full conversation recall in there, and you have everything documented. You could also request reviews through that app. And that's basically what the account dashboard is, and the advanced reporting, that's all going to be in that app. Review engagement tools, you can literally request reviews, so you could text these people, like as you finish the roof job or as you guys are leaving, you could send a text message through your app, and it'll give them a live link to your Google business profile, asking them to write a review right there, and then put the star rating, so we could start harvesting your reviews. And then obviously you'll have a dedicated account manager, which would be myself, and then you'll have another account manager also, as well as 24/7 customer service available to you at any time, just to make sure it's all working for you. And if you have any issues, you have support back here, rather than trying to get in there and figure it out yourself. So normally the package is $1,200 a month. There's a one-time setup fee of $299 in order to get you programmed in. What I would charge you today, if you wanted to get it up and running, it would be $249 as your monthly subscription cost. And then there would be a one-time setup fee of $250, and that's going to go towards your Google Guarantee application and background check, because you're going to have to do a background check there. So you'd be looking at $499 today. $249 reoccurring each month would be what you pay our company for the support of all of this. And then obviously you'll have your own lead fees separately for the Google Guarantee program. The Google Guarantee program, they usually want a 13 lead balance to start. They charge you $80 a lead. So you'd be looking at about $1,044 is what they're telling me as your starting budget. For a guarantee of 13 roofing leads.
Okay.
Okay. So that's kind of the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Okay. I think that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get your foot in the door and get you up and running. You know, what I tell my guys, especially when you're doing roofing, is, you know, in the beginning, it's certainly an investment. It takes a couple of weeks just to get through the background check and everything. But if you get all the way to the end of those 13 guaranteed leads, like if you get all the way through all of this to the end of those 13 guaranteed leads and you evaluate your ROI, it's going to be a lot more than 10-1, especially for roofing jobs. I mean, if you got, you know, 13 roofing jobs over a course of investing, you know, $1,500 to $2,000, I mean, you're not going to have any problem doing that. So that's kind of our business model and how we build the relationships with you guys and get you to a point of having leads coming in consistently.
Yeah, for sure.
So, have you heard of Prominent Construction Roofing?
Prominent? No.
Okay. Prominent Construction Roofing, if you look up Roofing Contractor Minnetonka, they have this exact package that we're talking about here.
Okay.
So they show up there locally next to the map. They also show up in the sponsored Google Guarantee guys above it. They're on the first page twice.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And so basically, what's the process? I mean,
it's actually really easy. I mean, like, the hardest part of it is me explaining
how quickly,
all this. We've done the heavy lifting there.
Yeah.
How quickly
would I be able to get the business listing on the page?
Oh, very fast. The Google business profile? That's one of the first things. Yeah, we'll verify that, get that going as soon as humanly possible. I mean, if you signed up with us today, let's say you said, okay, I want to give it a shot. We'll go month to month with you guys at, we'll go $4.99 to start, $2.49 reoccurring. I literally create the account, take first payment, and schedule the appointment. I mean, we could do it this afternoon or tomorrow, but you'll sit down with the technician and they'll go through the full, interview front to back on what your parameters are for leads. We'll go through the verification process. We need to get that verified and get 5 reviews on there as soon as possible while you're going through the background check. So that way, once the background check's completed and you're ready to accept leads, you say, hey, I'm ready to pay my $1,044 for my 13 lead balance, that we could just go ahead and basically flip the switch and start getting those leads coming in. So it's we start working on everything right away, Eric. It's a month-to-month service, so we're not getting paid unless our clients get paid. Like, we got to get in there and make sure it's working for you, or we're gonna lose you.
Yeah. And then if we already have, I mean, we already have a website, you know, created.
Beautiful.
So obviously you guys would be able to work with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hyperlink it. Makes that job that much easier. I love that.
Yeah.
That's something that we were going to include. Basically, I waived the fees on it entirely. That's part of the way I've gotten your rate so low compared to what we normally charge.
Sure. Can I put you on hold for a sec?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, one sec.
Okay.
Question for you on the leads.
Sure.
So then obviously you have your bank of leads going, you know, initially, and then once that bank runs out, are you charged then per lead, or is it you have to re-up the $1,000 to?
Yeah, they usually want a 13 lead balance there. So the leads, the way they are, a lot of times, especially with roofers, sometimes they only go through like 2 or 3 leads in a month, because they actually, I mean, they have a 95% conversion because of the way we're handing them off, pre-screening them, and they also want the Google Guarantee guy for their insurance and knowing their background check. So they're usually pretty,
sure,
almost 100%. But so sometimes our roofers will only go through like 3 leads in a month. Your balance rolls over. You still have that 10 remaining. We're not charging you for 13 leads every single month. We're charging you at the rate that you can exhaust those 13 leads. And you could also increase that number.
Got it.
But yeah, so starting out, you might say, hey, let's go 13, and it might take you 3-4 months to burn through that 13 leads, just because you guys are out there working and knocking out jobs. And then, if you want to go 15 or more later, we could do that. But, obviously you have to have that conversation to refresh that budget. It's not just going to charge you every month.
Got you. Where are you guys located out of?
Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a premier partner. That's what I was trying to explain to you actually earlier. We're right across the street from Google. The Google Building 1, if you look up Local Splash and then Google Building 1, we're a premier Google mm-hmm. partner. So they oversee all our operations. They record this conversation that we're having. They tell us what we can and can't say and what we can and can't do. And that's why I was telling you earlier, we actually process more verification than anybody in the country. A lot of times when Google needs to do a video verification with a business because they've ran into discrepancies like you have, they'll actually have us contact them to do the verification.
Okay. And then as far as like the lead area goes, for those, you determine that, right? Or that
you would determine
where we would want as far as the growth area?
Correct.
Yeah.
You basically tell Google how to get their money from you. You say, hey, I want a roofing lead. I want to focus only on metal roofing, and I want it to be in this area. I'm not going further than 100 miles. And we go, okay. And we go out and find it. And these people are already naturally inquiring because you show up at the top of the first page. Google's also guaranteeing that we background checked you, that you're a trusted contractor, and Google's also giving them the $2,000 extra insurance should something go wrong. So they're incentivized, and then we connect it from there. Yeah, we match you, like matchmaking, so that they can collect their lead fee.
Another question for you. Another question here. So, like, when someone Googles roofing contractors Minnetonka, we pop up there, just like we're seeing a couple, like Stinson Services, Inc., and Prominent Construction. So they're showing up.
Right.
You got a message, and you've got get phone number. But it doesn't automatically allow you to contact
them. I love
that you're
in front of a computer. Right. Like, correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, we're advertising, but it's not advertising because it has to go through Google, or are they able to click into the website and contact us directly?
So on your Google business profile, you'll have this too. Like, scroll a little further down. You see prominent next to the map?
If we scroll down, yes.
See that? So you'll have this too. From here on a mobile device, they could call you directly. They could just live call you. They can click on it and call you. But they're not getting the Google guarantee. And what's going to happen is, like I told you earlier, Google wants to remove all their liability for the people that they're recommending. So these organic guys aren't going to be reliable from a standpoint of consistently showing, consistently getting leads, because anybody that's inquiring to Google about getting connected with a contractor through a live call is going to be forwarded to only the Google guarantee guys that have gone through the background check. Does that make sense?
Kind of. So, yes. So we would show up in both of these spots is what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah. We're not just going to verify your local listing. We're going to optimize your local listing too. So you'd be a top recommended option there. They could call you directly from there. You might get leads regularly from there that aren't your Google guaranteed leads. But what they're able to guarantee you from a return on investment standpoint when you pay for their services are these leads. That's the only ones they're going to back on your end with Google and being Google guaranteed. Does that make sense?
It does. So if you're going to put us on here, we would show up in both positions. If somebody wants to get the Google guarantee, they would click the get phone number and they would be connected through you guys, and that would be a paid lead.
If you accept it. And then also we do take into consideration if they're saying, hey, oh, is this Roofs R Us? Is this Stinson Services? Is this Prominent Construction Roofing? Oh, this is actually, you're calling for the Google guarantee to get the Google guarantee. You were trying to get connected with Prominent Construction Roofing. Okay. Well, let's make sure that you fit the parameters of what they're actually looking for. It's going to save you a lot of time from fielding a bunch of phone calls that aren't actually job opportunities, you know, or maybe somebody just, I wanted to hear what you had to say because I'm going through this list of a bunch of people and just kind of looking to get a quote, not really looking to make a move. Or do you actually have a project where you're looking to get somebody out there? How soon are you looking to get somebody out there? So by the time we bring you into the conversation, we know that it's qualified. Now, they also have the message option where they could message you directly. They could fill out these forms, make sure that they're meeting your parameters. If you click on that where it says message, did you click on it?
Not yet.
Okay, click on
it.
Yeah, do it. You'll go to Prominent and click on where it says message. Okay, see that? Your message. So they can message you directly here. They could say, hey, I was looking for roof installation here from you guys, right? And they could go in there and fill us out, and they hit send. And it has all their information. Now, in your tracking system through Google Guarantee, you know, you open that up, you call that person, and you set an appointment, they're going to charge you for that lead. So there is a way for them to, without having to go through the phone call, they want to inquire. If you still manage to generate a lead or an appointment with these people, go out and give a bid, they'll say, hey, that's a lead, you know. And then
How do they track that part of it?
Through your tracking system. I mean, any data they punch into that system right there, it's going to be collected and saved. So, and then you'll be able to reference it too in your app. Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying is, like, let's say somebody's like, yeah, I want to talk to you about a roof. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you make that contact and it's not an actual legitimate lead.
That's why you have us, Eric. You call me and say, hey, John, this happened. You know, and then you also have an account manager. Hey, this happened. You could also say in your local Splash app, hey, this actually wasn't a qualified lead. Fair enough. We won't charge you the lead fee. We'll restore that lead back to your balance.
Got it.
Yep. So that's why you have support with
Makes
it. It's not just you get stuck. A lot of times in those systems where you don't have support, the business owner just gets stuck. You end up getting charged for something that wasn't actually qualified. Or the lead wasn't exclusive. You know, so a lot of like other lead gens, they'll sell the lead to like 3 or 4 people. They don't do this. They connect you with that person live and it's exclusive to you. And if that guy goes and messages 3 different businesses, but you actually go out there and get the lead, then you're going to be the one that's getting charged, not all 3 of the guys that he messaged. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So yep. it's a very thought through process. Like the Google guarantee is really the only way to guarantee the business owners not wasting their marketing budget and actually getting success from it. But it's also Google removing their liability by saying, hey, I background checked this guy, you know, and we know that he has all the proper paperwork. So, and then should something go wrong, we're going to cover you because we've done our due diligence. So that's the whole point of the Google partners is not just troubleshooting all the issues you're dealing with your Google business profile. I mean, sure, that's one thing. Very easy fix, but you know, the end goal, we know your business is out to get leads and jobs consistently. That's the whole point of you even creating that profile and letting the community know you're in business in the first place. So we have a process for that.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. I think at this point I wouldn't mind giving it a go, except for one question for you. So let's just say that the relationship ends badly and mm-hmm. we no longer want to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like what happens to the Google
Eric,
listing?
Just so you know, by the way, just so you know, this is in writing too. You can cancel at any time. We don't go and delete any of your online listings. If they look you up by name, it'll still say that you passed the background check, your Google guarantees, your Google business profile, everything will be there. But so to answer your question clearly, we don't delete anything, right? Now, let me go to the next statement. We've been doing Google Guaranteed with roofing contractors in this area for the last 2 years. The retention rate, 100%. Not one of the contractors that has signed up for Google Guarantee in your area that you see there on the first page has ever discontinued their placement. They're still there. And that's for a reason. I think that says a lot, too, because it's month to month. And they can cancel at any time if they're unhappy. And there's no cancellation fees, no penalties. But the whole point of Google having us is to get us up for us as the Google partner to get in there, make sure it works well for the business owner, so that way you are coming back every month. So we don't intend to fail at this. And the idea is to establish a relationship with you, work with you long term, and help you get these leads going.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, but I hope I answered your question correctly the first time.
Where would I pull up? Where would be placed? You know.
What would you mean?
As far as like placement goes, when keywords are added, you know, when the businesses pop up, is there a certain placement or is it a randomized, you know, placement?
For your local listing, you'll be next to the map there, how prominent has that local listing there. For your Google guaranteed, let's say you went and got 2 leads. So these guys do rotate to answer the question. Sorry, I get ahead of myself here. It's a lot of stuff. So they do rotate. How we rotate them though, right? So let's say prominent accepted a lead and his lead, he went on, he's going to be working on that for the next couple of days. He doesn't want to accept another lead right now. Okay. and Roofs R Us says, hey, I do want to accept another lead. They have a switch. They could kind of toggle on and on when they're ready to accept leads. The guy's ready to accept leads, we circle them right to the top. The guy's not ready to accept leads, we put them down. You know, if they go, hey, I'm booked for the next 6 months on jobs, you know, okay, we're not just going to take you down and delete your listing, right? You just kind of toggle down to the bottom. We don't really want those people bothering you, and you just told us you don't want those people bothering you right now. But when you're ready to kick it up and start accepting leads again, they let us know, and we rotate them back to the top.
That makes sense.
Yep. I'm telling you, it's all thought through. I mean, it's a mad science, but Google's been working on this. Our company's been around for 21 years. They've been working on it 11 years, and then they only rolled it out 2 years ago. So it's been thought through.
Which piece? The Google Verified piece?
The Google Guaranteed portion, yeah.
Awesome.
Getting Google Verified, that's been around.
Yeah,
Google Guarantee is very new.
Got it.
And the only way to get there is to go through this route with the Google partners. We do the background check every day.
Okay. Well, definitely willing to give it a shot. Let's rock and roll.
All right. So I'm going to create the account so they can start working on this local listing. And then I'm going to send you the application, the full outline of the agreement and everything in writing. And then basically your homework will be to sign off on that and fill out your Google Guarantee application and background check. And then I'll also, at the end of this, I'll schedule a client interview where we could circle back and customize the campaign. So what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Yeah, it's eskoog, E-S-K-O-O-G.
Okay.
At peakbuildersmn.com.
peakbuildersmn.com. Oh, and I'm sorry. So I went into so much detail. So let me just pre-screen you, okay? I don't want to charge you for this unless I'm 100% positive that you're going to pass this background check. So you've had no felonies in the last 7 years?
Correct.
Okay. If I'm getting too personal, just let me know. You have a Social Security number?
I do.
Valid driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, and then let me make sure I get the exact license that they're requiring and the exact insurance that they require. So give me 1 second here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes it's not required depending on what part of the country, but.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be required here.
I'm sure it is too. I just want to make sure we got the specific ones too. Sometimes there's just different licensing for different types of contractors. So.
Sure.
And last thing I want to do is go, okay, set you up, and then a week from later, failed background check. Okay.
Right.
All right, here it goes. All right, they're getting back to me. I have my rep across the street. He's pulling it. Okay, here it comes. All right. To determine eligibility for roofing contractor in Minnetonka, we need to check the requirements for the category of roofing in the state of Minnesota. Okay, the requirements for a roofing contractor in Minnesota are, okay, $300,000 in general liability, at least?
Yes.
Okay. License requirement, you have a Minnesota State Residential Remodeler license?
Yes,
or
residential contractor license.
Yeah, it says or Minnesota State Residential Building License, and then there's another or
that's it.
Minnesota State Residential Roofer License. Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's residential building.
Okay. Since there is a match for both the category and state, and he has the license requirement, please inform him that your business will be considered eligible. Okay. All right. You're pre-screened. Okay. You're good. All right. Let me go back here. All right, no felonies. Felonies is really the big one. But I've had guys where they, you know, had a DUI 8 years ago, and then during the background check call with the third party, they, okay, what happened? You know, he just kind of tells his story, and then they'll get you through it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's the case for you, but I've worked some magic for people before. Okay. And then one more time, can you confirm your email?
Yes, eskoog@peakbuildersmn.com.
I don't know why it deleted when I left this page, PeteBuilders, and then .com. Okay, and then you're okay with the website being attached to the Google Guaranteed section and your Google Business Profile?
Why wouldn't I be?
I just have to double check. It's just kind of a rhetorical question, but you want me to ask? Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Permission.
Like, being that it was asked makes me wonder if it should. But yeah, no, it's all good.
If they run into any like discrepancies on that, you know, we'll let you know. Since we didn't build it, if they run into a problem, they're gonna call you and say, "Hey, we need this changed, or this has to match up with this." So,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they'll tell you. Usually when we build it, that's the only real advantage, aside from us being able to make it look however you want it to look, is that we don't have to go through that call and tell you, hey, change this. You know, we could just say, hey, Google's telling us this. What do you think? Okay, and then we just go in and do it, you know.
Sure.
With you having it built from outside, we won't have that luxury, so we'll just communicate it to you. All right. And then
right
so
on.
The street address, just to confirm, it's Suite 100, correct?
Yes.
Okay. There is a chance that we keep running into discrepancies with that, but you have a section, like you have a brick-and-mortar storefront where people can regularly go there, like you want foot traffic, or do you just want calls and you go out to them?
Just calls and go out to them. No, this the business address that I have is just an online official business address, exactly.
Okay, so to make sure that we can quickly resolve that issue. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it is a building.
Yeah, no, I saw that already.
It is a building that exists.
Yeah, no, I see. I saw the aerial view earlier. That's how I found out about Easy Song and Houston's Tree and Anderson Defense. They're all registered there, and it's registered as the Minnetonka Office Center.
Yeah.
So I got an idea.
If somebody wants to meet me in the parking lot out there, I can certainly meet them there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the easier way to resolve the discrepancy there was if you had a different address that we just didn't display at all, that's actually maybe like a residential where they could send you the verification letter in the mail and we just never display that actual address for people to show up to. And then it's all already designed for them to have you contact you and you come to them anyway. So I think just to resolve the verification, is there a separate address that you have that we could use instead of that one?
Yeah, we could use my home address just as long as that's not displayed anywhere.
Yeah, I'm promising you here, right now, I'm going to hide it. I'm going to literally click this tab. It's not going to display the address. It'll just have city, state, and zip on your listings.
Yeah, that's for city, state, and I'm sorry. So when you say it would display city, state, and zip, is that city, state, and zip of my Minnetonka address or my current home address?
Your home address. That's verified.
But when people look at the, maybe back up a step. So if we verified it using my home address, if you're looking online, is it still going to show the 12800 Whitewater Drive, or is it going to be Richmond, Minnesota?
Yeah, it'll just say like the city, state, and zip of your home address that we're verifying, without the actual street address.
But that would show up in Google though as the Google business address.
Yeah. Yeah, so Eric, to be clear, right, your street address is probably like 159 Hearst Castle Road, you know, Costa Mesa, California, 1967. This is an example, right? The Hearst Castle Road, we're hiding that portion. The city, state, and zip will be available for them. So they can't actually get turn-by-turn directions to you or know where you live, but they'll have a general idea of what city, state, and zip that you live in. They'll know you're a local guy.
But my concern with that is that the business address is a different city than my home address.
Mm-hmm. I know that, right? Yeah.
Because it's Minnetonka versus Richfield. I'd rather have it show up with my business address because that's why I officially set that up that way. That
I hear you, but it's not going to dictate where you're displayed for Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee, you tell us where it's displayed, right? So you could still show in Minnetonka, even if your business street address is verified somewhere else. Like, you'll notice, like, prominent, his says, serves Hopkins, right? But when you click on his listing, you know, there's no address there. Right? So they're not seeing where he's at.
I'm just, okay, scroll down. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, hang on one sec. So then prominent, so I mean the prominent doesn't show, I guess, the one above it. So platinum shows the address.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason I'm straying away from that address is because when you punch in on Google right now, 12800 Whitewater Drive, number 100, it's going to turn into Hopkins, Minnesota, 55343, and it says Minnetonka Office Center. Minnetonka Office Center has a Google Business profile that's already registered to that address and suite number. So when you plug this into Google, they're going, whoa, you got two businesses with the exact same address, not even a different suite number. And that's where you get suspended. And now you can't even find you by name right now. So the whole point of me saying, hey, let's use this other address is, okay, now we can punch in a different address there. Google will verify your listing. We don't have to actually have your address for people to get turn-by-turn directions to you. City, state, and zip might be different, but for people searching in Minnetonka, they're still going to see your business pop up because of our Google guarantee and the way we're actually running the campaign. You're picking the service area that it's being displayed to. So if they type in roofer and they're in Minnetonka, they're still going to see you. Does that make sense? Just because you're verified, just because you're verified over there doesn't mean that you're not going to be displayed here because we're doing Google guarantee, right? So I hope that kind of clears it up. Your address isn't going to be a deciding factor on whether you show or not because you're doing Google guarantee. That's why you're going to show. You want to get leads in that area? We're going to get you leads in that area.
No,
you're displayed there.
Yeah, no, I'm less concerned about whether it's going to show up and more concerned on how it shows up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but if people want to drill down and go into the website, they'll be able to click into the website and see the address in there.
No.
So I wouldn't have to change it in there.
That's if you displayed it. Yeah, I mean, of course, you could leave it in there. If you display it on the site, you know, it won't be a problem for Google guarantee. The main thing is just making sure we get your verification process. And I'm telling you right now, if Minnetonka Center, the place, Office Center, is already registered there, it's impossible to use that address is maybe how I should have phrased it. Like, you can't use it because they've already used it. So you have to use your home. That's the only way. I shouldn't even give it to you as an option. I should just tell you, hey, this is the ultimatum.
To use and I'm just else. Obviously trying to understand it because I don't want to use my home address. I mean, it doesn't matter. I see what you're saying. I think
there's
that's
nothing wrong with the truth. Hey, you live over there. You verify the business over there. They might see the truth, but that's not going to stop them. At the end of the day, these people that we're connecting you with want the Google guarantee contractor. They'd rather care about whether you're a criminal or a felon or not than if you live in a city a couple miles away. It's minuscule. Don't get hung up on that.
Yeah, okay. let's just deal with that.
Okay, what's the home address?
Is 6227.
6227.
Washburn Avenue South.
Washburn Avenue South. Okay, got it. And that's 55423. Oh.
Correct.
Is that it? Okay. Man, all these addresses in Minnesota. Google has this as Minneapolis.
Comes up Minneapolis, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's actually Richfield, but it's in the Minneapolis, like, area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to have this showing. It's going to say Minneapolis on your listing. Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55423. Is that okay? The land of the lakes? I mean, we don't really have another option. That's how Google recognizes that address in the Google system.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that I have any other option, right?
I know. I need to stop doing that. I'm like, do you want to? I'm like, we don't really have a choice. So what am I doing? All right.
Yeah,
and then I'll hide the address for you. So it'll say Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55423. That way I know for sure this will get verified. Okay. And on to the next phase here. How would you like your hours of operation for the business displayed?
You have 8 to 6.
Yeah, probably 8 to 6.
Okay. Hi, silent partner in the back. 8 to 6. Okay.
Right.
Is this Monday
She's
through
not so
Friday?
Silent. She's just TV.
I didn't hear.
Saturday.
Is this Saturday? Okay.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and then Saturday, probably 8 to 4.
8 to 4. Okay. Saturday. And then we go Sunday closed?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and save. All right, why didn't it save your domain name? Jesus. Okay, let me go find this. I just had it. It's just peakbuildersllc.com, right?
Are you talking about the URL?
Yeah, the domain name for your site.
It's peakbuildersmn.com.
MN, okay. I found a Facebook for Peak Builders, but that one's Charlottesville. That can't be you. Okay. You don't have a I gotcha. You don't have a pre-existing Facebook page out there?
Just a personal one, no, not a business one.
Okay. Just want to make sure we don't want any duplicates floating around. Okay. Yeah, I do see you guys already have Yelp, so we won't duplicate that. But we are going to have to clean up that Yelp listing, too. It's got the Whitewater address on there. Can change the address while simultaneously still hiding it on that platform. Okay, so peakbuildersmn.com? I'm not getting it. Oh, here we go. Got it. Minnetonka. Okay, go ahead and hyperlink. And then we're going to publish the hyperlink on all platforms. Not a bad site, by the way. I actually like this. It's a good landing page. Do you build it yourself?
Thank you. my lovely assistant did.
Ah, good work. She can hear me.
So yeah, we built it.
Okay.
Thank
when
you.
When you say lovely, I assume she. You don't sound like that kind of guy, Eric. All right.
No.
All right. Forgive me if I'm getting too personal. I like to joke sometimes.
No, all good.
Okay.
Me too.
I'm like, we gotta get to know each other. So, all right.
Yep.
Boom. Okay. 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 All right. Let me just triple check everything. Make sure we're gonna flow smoothly. All right. Profile setup. Now let's go to the client interview section. Or actually, here, let me adjust your billing first, and we'll take care of this part, and then I'll schedule the client interview with you. Okay. So I need to modify this ideal package here, and I'm going to just do $249 month to month, and then the one-time application fee of $250 today, so you're doing $499 total. And then the way it works, we'll get you through the whole background check and everything, get you Google guaranteed. Once you pass that, then you tell us when you're ready to start receiving leads. When you tell us you're ready to start receiving leads, they'll ask you for that 13 lead balance. They're charging you $80 a lead, so it's $1,044 they'll ask for at that point, and then you have the 13 guaranteed leads in your balance there.
Okay.
I know those numbers don't match up when you say 80 times 13, and I don't know, 1,044, but I'm plugging it into Google system, and that's the number they're giving me, so. Just be aware of that. And this will all be sent over in writing as well. Sometimes the lead fees will be less. Like they say, quote you 80 per lead, but then you might get a lead and they're like, okay, this one's actually only 65. And so if you keep getting ones that are like 65, then you'll actually end up getting more than 13 leads for your balance.
Sure.
They're just guaranteed. That's like the 13 is like the minimum, but you could end up getting more for that balance. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. All right. But you don't have to worry about that number today. The main thing is getting through your paperwork portion. Okay. So I got the billing set.
Sure.
And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $499, how did you want to do that?
Is there any chance you can waive the $250 up front?
No, no, not for the background check and application. No, I wish.
Yeah, I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. No, I mean, that'd make my life a lot easier too. Let me tell you, money is an objection. It is a real problem for people.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. But, yeah, just a credit card's fine.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both.
Okay. All right. And I just want to be clear too.
Actually,
so
just use my name. Sorry.
Well, I mean, it is a business expense, so you will be able to write it off with the. I mean, probably best to have the business name on there. If it's on the card too, you want to make sure that matches up. But your name, it's spelled on there, it's just E-R-I-C?
Yep, E-R-I-C.
Okay, and then
S-K-O-O-G.
O-O-G. Okay, perfect. Just making sure. My wife is Erica, and she's E-R-I-C-K-A. So just wanted to be sure I wasn't misspelling anything there. And then the billing address for this card, is it going to be the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter?
Correct.
Okay. Let your wife know if you get in the mail here in the next couple of days a little letter. It says Google on it, colorful letters. It's like a little postcard-sized envelope. You rip the edges off. There's a little five-digit number inside of that. Like, don't throw it away. I need that five-digit number as a part of your verification for the updated address. Okay?
Okay.
You see Google on a postcard in the mail, don't throw it away. It's not trash. All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it four digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
3727.
3727.
0570.
0570.
7141.
7141.
002.
002. Okay, and the system says this is an American Express. There should be a expiration date, month, and year, and four-digit code on the front.
Yep.
Okay.
3/29.
March of 2029. Okay, and then four-digit security code.
0611.
0611. Okay, and then before I process this, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, feel free to stop me. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page before I process any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
Yep.
All right. Voice verification doc. Okay. All right, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Peak Builders, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Eric Skoog, owner.
Thank you, Eric. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And to confirm, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided today, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Make sure the person is paying for the account, is on the phone and authorizing any charges. Okay, that's just a warning note for me. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. It will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You have three options for this security question. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. Where were you born, Eric?
Hastings.
Hastings. All right. Please confirm answer. H-A-S-T-I-N-G-S. Okay, that's saved. So if my reps ever call you, and it's not my voice that you're familiar with, but you want to verify that they're actually with Local Splash, you always just say, hey, where was I born? Okay. And they'll be able to verify Hastings.
Okay.
You get Hastings, you're good to go. You're talking to the right people. All right. And then it says here, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company?
Yes.
Okay. Calls will come from our 877 number. I'm going to actually text this to you now. I should have did that earlier in the call, but that's exactly why we do these verifications.